In our first two sessions, we discussed this subject from a moral viewpoint. In the next two, I want to look at it from a historical perspective. Historically, God has always had to contend with people's waywardness. If we go back to earliest recorded times, we read in Genesis chapter 6, "When the Lord God saw the extent of human wickedness, and that the trend and direction of men's lives were only towards evil, he was sorry he made them. It broke his heart. As God observed how bad it was, and saw that all mankind was vicious and depraved, he said to Noah, 'I have decided to destroy all mankind, for the earth is filled with crime because of man. Yes, I will destroy mankind from the earth.'" It's hard to imagine how bad people were that God, who loved them with a steadfast and everlasting love, was driven to the extent of wiping them out with a flood. As the Bible so poignantly tells us, it broke his heart. So God started all over again with Noah and his family. It is not long after this, recorded in Genesis chapter 18, that God looked upon Sodom and Gomorrah and found that they were utterly evil and that everything they do is evil. God said to Abraham that if he could find just 10 righteous men in the cities, he would not destroy them. But they could not be found. And we know the destruction that befell these horrible places. The sin most widely practiced was that sin which is taking hold of many people today, homosexuality. Then God raised up a chosen race, the Israelites, to show the world what it meant to be God's people, to be an example to us all. God rescued them from slavery in Egypt, gave them his law, and they promised faithfully to be his people. For their benefit, he listed the things they should do and all the horrible things they should not do. Then he said this in Leviticus 18:24, "Do not defile yourselves in any of these things, for these are the things that the heathens do. And because they do them, I am going to cast them out from the land into which you are going. That entire land is defiled with this kind of activity. That is why I am punishing the people living there, and will throw them out of the land. You must strictly obey all my laws and ordinances, and you must not do any of these abominable things. For I am Jehovah your God." If you think God is being overly harsh on the people of Canaan, then reviewing the catalogue of evil listed out in the early chapters of Leviticus may change your mind. Some of them are too horrible to mention. One that I hesitate to mention was giving their children to Molech, that is, casting their babies into the arms of a metal idol, Molech, when heated red hot by a great fire. In Deuteronomy 30:11, God goes on to say, "Obeying these commandments is not something beyond your strength or reach, for they are very close at hand, in your hearts and on your lips, so that you can obey them." He goes on to say, "Today I have set before you life or death, blessing or curse. Oh, that you would choose life, that you and your children might live. Choose to love the Lord your God and obey him, and to cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days. You will then be able to live safely in the land the Lord promised your ancestors." Then in the next chapter we read some of the saddest verses ever written, as Moses says to the children of Israel, "I know that after my death you will utterly defile yourselves and turn away from God and his commands, and in the days to come evil will crush you." We read later in the Bible that the Israelites completely abandoned God and his commandments, even going to the extent of giving their children to Molech. The same situation applies to us today. God has given us his Son, Jesus Christ, to lead us into his promised land, the kingdom of God and eternal life. And this can be ours if we accept God's great plan for our lives. Trust and belief in Jesus Christ to save us from our sins. God's words of old ought to echo in our ears. Today I give you a choice between life and death. Oh, that you would choose life. Today the vast majority reject God's offer and choose death, eternal separation from God. Is it any wonder that there is widespread suffering in the world?